The purpose of this episode is to gather a collection of thoughts from different generations to bring to light their differences and effects on one another. I actually spent a while gathering information, and a lot of the things I found are really interesting. In a set of surveys displayed on graphs from the Pew Research Center, where each generation is displayed as a different line on each graph, it's very clear to see that the different opinions of each generation are different. What's sort of funny about it is that the information is almost expected, like you could have easily made it up, but when you think about it a little bit more, it's shocking that only 41% of the silent generation believes that gay marriage should be legal, compared to 73% of millennials. The charts just go on and on with the same kind of ideas, millennials on the most liberal end of the spectrum, and the silent generation on the most conservative end. But see, that's only opinions. In another article I found from Emerald Insight, Ann Arnoff Fishman, the president of the Generational Targeted Marketing LLC in New York, explains that even though people from different generations might not get along well with one another as they would with other coworkers that are in their own generation, each generation's work ethic is pretty much the same. So, if the only real difference is in personality, why is that so? I've talked to classmates and family members for their thoughts and what they think makes each generation different and why that matters to most of us as members of Generation Z.
We kind of have to be like more responsible if we actually want the Earth to be livable and not complete trash. Yeah.
So one thing that I have to say about how our generation is different from others is that we have electronics and an entire new set of problems that come with that most generations before us have no idea the problems that lie with this, which is what makes most teenagers think my parents don't understand me, because there's so many different problems that arise with this new era of technology and uses of it.
Okay, so older generations like grew up in a time where we were like more sexist, and where there were a lot more stereotypical gender roles and stuff like that. And I think that's shaped their ideas into thinking that's how society is supposed to run and that's how we're supposed to like be. And I don't think that older generations understand that while like we're like changing and while time is passing by, more things are being introduced and more things are becoming more normal, such as like females being at stronger roles in the government, or finding discoveries in science and them actually having jobs, since in older generations, like in the 1940s and stuff, women would not have jobs a lot of the time. And like, I think that's like the older generations think that that's how it's supposed to run, like, oh, the woman should be in the house cooking and cleaning because that's how it always was and that worked for them. But because like as time goes by, like different things happen and it might not work for everybody the way it's like used to like work. So I think that's like kind of stupid that the like older people don't like understand that like people change. And I think it should be especially the older people who are understanding of this, because it should be like the older people who are especially understanding of this because of how long they've like been like living and how many different generations they've seen and how many like different types of people, like they've been here the longest, they should be understanding of the idea that people change and society changes. So I think it's absurd that like there are a lot of different opinions and stuff that the older generations have, which is like forbidding a lot of new laws to be created or new ideas to be spread, such as like abortion. Like, it's the older white men that are like making decisions for younger women because they think that's how it's supposed to be. And then for like jobs, how women should be in the house cleaning because that's how it always was, and like so many more different things. And like even the ideas of like climate change and like technology, older generations think, oh, this is not a good thing because it's like, oh, it's like I've grown up a different way and I was totally fine. But they don't understand that we become more dependent on certain resources as we get older, or less dependent. And as time changes, different resources are introduced and we become more dependent on that than we become dependent on other things. So, yeah.
I think older generations are less adaptable to change. They're not as willing because of how they were kind of raised in society. So when I think new ideas are introduced, they're not as like accepting of them. Like, you use the example of climate change, and I feel like because they weren't really taught about it and like subjected to it at a younger age, they're less like, they don't really believe in it, which I feel like is a general statement, but it is true for many older, like, conservative people, which I don't want to get into that topic, but I don't know that many controversial topics that I feel like I could talk about older generations, but I do think abortion is a large issue that many older people don't agree with, possibly due to religion or something. Yeah.
Things, and they're not very, like, they're still stereotypes, but they're not, like, commonly, like, our teachers don't say them, and, like, we don't really, like, hear them, except from, like, older generations and, like, our parents and stuff. Because my parents are kind of racist sometimes.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so I think that's one thing. Also, I don't really know.
Okay.
I definitely think that they are a little bit less aware of things that are going on in the future, and I have a lot of respect for them, but I also have a lot of problems with them running basically our entire government and systems, because they are not necessarily, now I don't want to sound rude, but they're not going to be around for the big changes that happen in like 20 years or something, so I don't know. I think a lot of traditional views might stop us from getting the progress we need to get as far as like political and like global issues at the moment.
So I don't know, I think it's just sort of with the like whole culture of like millennial pessimistic humor sort of thing, which I enjoy, but also is dead terrifying when you think of like crushing student debt and everything they're talking about. It's like, oh, okay then. And I think that message might serve a point where it's like, hey, college isn't the only option, but oh my god, I've heard that what are you doing? College is so, oh, college debt is so scary, no one should go to college. And I think that's an okay point, and like there's options that are not college, but like when it's getting to the point where you're having like people that really should be going to college like dead terrified of it, like, okay, could we, like, chill for a hot sec? That was my dream.
Well, the people who are in charge of climate change aren't going to be alive when it affects us the most.
Yeah, so they can't make decisions effectively based on their future because they're not going to be here to see it. So it really affects us only, and we don't have the power to do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and even climate change is affecting us right now in ways that we can't really see in our everyday lives, like the great garbage patch or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And their mindset is so different because of the way they grew up, you know? Like, we're being taught, like, common thinking and stuff and the science that we just now learned, but they never learned that kind of stuff, you know, in, like, the 60s and 70s. So they can't really understand it, and I feel like they don't care enough, which is another problem.
And the media really affects us too, because there are like pictures spreading around of like animals that are dying because their natural home has melted and stuff like that, where we didn't have those pictures back in when our now like governors and senators were alive and when they were kids. It's all new, and we had no idea what climate change looked like. But now that we do, it's affecting a lot of the younger generations more than the older generations.
Interview. I would say a lot of the stereotypes surrounding Gen Z are true for a lot of people. And I witness this a lot, you know, when viewing other children who I don't know. Specifically the phone argument, that we are glued to our phones, because you see a lot of people, like say a person in a car with their grandparents, and their grandparents are speaking, and then that person just ignores them and is on their phone. And you notice that and you think, wow, that's kind of rude. And I think It depends on the people, but oftentimes a lot of the stereotypes regarding technology and overuse of technology can be true. But additionally, I think there's a whole nother side to it that adults do not understand, specifically old people or even seniors, because I'm not being rude to those seniors, that sometimes, human children, teenager people today go through a lot more emotional strain than they perhaps did. Although we do less physical labor, which they always bring up, like back in my day, I walked to school every day, even if it was a hurricane, which is not true, right? And basically, I would say, thanks to technology, we're exposed to a lot more emotional things in the world. And I'd say a lot of us are more depressed than perhaps those people were, and they don't understand that quite as much. Instead, a lot of them will ridicule you for being a Gen Zer or a millennial. Even though we're having to undergo problems like not being able, millennials have to do this, and then us too, probably, is not being able to pay for college, and other big problems like that that they didn't deal with. And I think every generation has new problems, right? Mm-hmm. And the next generation after us and the next fifth generation after us will be going through problems potentially even worse or even better that we won't understand. And I would say, as far as generational differences go, I think that's always been present, and I don't think it is going to change ever as far as not understanding the different viewpoints and experiences goes.
So I used to play Pictionary with my father, and he was much older than us. He was born in 1928. And the thing is, I could guess what picture he was drawing. I could guess the image that he was drawing, but I couldn't guess the word that the Pictionary was the Pictionary word, because his associations were so different.
Okay, so my dad believes that the generation he was in was better than the current generations because of the technology they had back then and the way of teaching, and I think majority of it revolves around the school and education, because he always says, like, oh yeah, when I was in school, we would always learn something like this, and we wouldn't have computers and stuff like that, and that was so much better because we would write, and it would make us smarter, and that therefore, like, colleges were better. And it's like, I think he's like really narcissistic in that point, because he thinks that he is like better because he's from that generation, because he has more knowledge about that type of stuff. But it's like, I don't think he understands the new technology that we have nowadays and the new types of education. And I mean, obviously there are some places that have decreased in their educational like abilities and stuff. There are like places that have worse education now than they had a few years ago. But that's just because more people are coming to schools, more like we're becoming a more equal society. Like in some places in Africa, girls are now being allowed to go to schools, and therefore the education system needs to be expanded so more people can learn. And that might not always make things better, but I do think that a lot of it has improved, and we are still going on a line where we're going uphill when it comes to education and like technology and like society in that type of direction when it relates to like generations.
Okay, so my mom grew up in a low-income, like, mobile home park in Colorado Springs. And her childhood was really different than mine. She faced a lot of challenges, and her parents were a lot different. So when her sister was 16, she got pregnant. And instead of dealing with it, like, as a family, she was kicked out of the house. So she lived by herself or without a house for a while. And then I think a big difference between how her parents handled that and how she would handle it now is that she recognizes how hard it can be for girls sometimes with like stereotypes and everything. And I don't think that was a common knowledge when she was a kid. So my mom's always told me, you know, if you're in that situation, just come to her, because she sees so many things happening like that, and she doesn't want it to happen again. So.
All in all, it seems that the reason each generation is different at its core is that people become the world they grew up in, and as the world changes, so do the people being raised to reflect and change it. I hope that you found this episode helpful, and I also hope that you gained new insight. Have a wonderful rest of your day.